Hey, how's everyone doing today? Today's Tuesday. What's today's date? The 29th of August. Yes, Tuesday, 29th of August. I'm just checking in on you guys. See how you guys are doing. Hope you guys have been a good week so far. It's been a pretty busy week since, you know, I'm back in school. I'm working a lot of overtime at work. Still trying to make time to go to the gym, so my schedule's pretty full. I just found a little bit of time right now to just give have a little rant, talk about stuff. I have a little list that I've been meaning to talk about. I just haven't had the time or chance to do it. So, you know, I'm finally at home sitting down. Got all my stuff that I had to do done. So I just decided I'll talk about some of the things that I've been into talk about. For instance, how come guys always gotta fucking dick size each other up all the fucking time about any stupid shit? So I was pulling up to the gym, and there was a guy parked next to me in a little, new Honda, nice looking Honda. It was one of the trainers from the gym. And his buddy, another trainer from the gym, came outside just to look at his car. And they were just, he was showing each other. He was like one of the guy, the first guy was showing the second guy this new Honda, I guess. I overheard everything because, I was outside my car, in my trunk, getting my stuff ready to go inside the gym. So they were just talking about, and he showed that guy how he could throw in his kid's keys in the trunk of the Honda and it wouldn't lock. So you wouldn't get locked out of the car because your keys are inside the trunk. And then the other guy goes, oh, well, I can open up my trunk without having to use my keys. And then he goes and does it. And yeah, I don't know. I just felt like that was really something stupid about dick sizing each other up about their fucking trunks of their cars. Just fucking be happy with your car. You guys have nice cars. Just be happy with that bullshit. Okay, so another thing. I think beers are making a comeback again. Yeah, it's kind of annoying. I think when I start seeing a lot of more beers, that's when it makes me feel like it's time to cut off mine. And I'm pretty close to it. I really don't grow out my beer because I want to grow out a beer. I just grow it out because I don't want to cut my hair anymore. When it comes to cutting my hair, I'm the worst person at it. I hate cutting my hair. I always hated cutting my hair, even when I was a kid. I remember a few things about my childhood, and getting haircuts was one thing that I remember that I fucking hated. I would cry my ass off so I wouldn't have to get a haircut. But at the end of the day, my mom always took me to get a haircut. I used to have the mushroom tip haircut, the penis haircut, the bowl cut, the Beatles cut. It didn't look too bad. I was a little kid. I was a cute baby, if I must say myself. I don't know what happened, Well, life happened. That's why I don't look the same way I did when I was a kid. But I always hated getting haircuts no matter what. And to this point I still do, but I'm an adult now, so I have to fucking get a haircut or else I look like a fucking homeless man wandering everywhere. Let's see what else they wanted to talk about with you guys. So still on the gym topic. Honestly, I wouldn't spend my money on a trainer at the gym. Honestly, wouldn't, because the way they just give you the cookie cutter workouts, and that's not good, man. It bothers me so much when I see this. When I see the trainers trying to give them balance workouts and giving them weight to do it with, that's not the right way to do it, man. You can't throw in that weight yet. You just gotta you know, let them do body weight stuff and then get them, you know, just as they progress, you know, add weight little by little, little by little. But, you know, of course, trainers are not really going to care about your progress. They're just going to give you a workout because you paid them and that's it. And honestly, some of those trainers need trainers themselves. Like, come on, dude, really? From the way I see it, I wouldn't want somebody that I didn't want to look like to train me. So, if you look like a bodybuilder, I'm gonna go to you to train me because I want to look like a bodybuilder. That's what I'm trying to say here. But most of the people that are training other people, yeah, they could use a trainer themselves. I think that's another thing that threw me off from wanting to be in a trainer at a gym. I would rather much be my own trainer, on the side. I wouldn't want to do it through a gym because those gym trainers are bullshit. So, I mean, you know what? To be fair, I'm pretty sure not all of them are, but for the most part, they are. Because they honestly, all you gotta do is to become a personal trainer, you just study the book, answer the questions. That's it. You know, you learn more from the experience, I want to say. Yeah, but, you know, the book, so, you know, you just get your certificate, but you get more experience from doing it than just from the book. The book is also very cookie cutter, and, you know, so, yeah, my suggestion would be if you want a trainer, say if you see somebody that you want to look like at the gym, go talk to that person and ask for their advice. You know, you'll be better off so you don't have to pay $20 to $50 as the trainer session. That's not even worth it. And yeah, and I'm sure that they don't really put an emphasis on the diet because for the most part, you're going to get most of your results from the dieting, not the fucking training. And especially if you're only going in 3 times a week with that trainer to train. If you're not taking care of your diet or the way you're eating, you're just gonna be wasting your time. Don't do it. Focus on your eating first. Trying to get to eat healthy. You won't even have to worry about the gym yet. Get the eating down first. Then worry about going into the gym. That's the advice that I give to everybody. But you know, of course, people always ask me for my advice, and they always ignore it. Am I surprised? No. They just, you know, that's why it's so hard for me to help people when it comes to fitness nowadays. Because they always let me down. Always fucking let me down. They always, you know, I try to give them advice all the time. I break it down as simple as possible. But still, they still don't fucking listen. Anything, any advice that I give them, they won't listen. Nope. You know, they ask for it, but they don't listen. Well, why? Why even ask? But, you know, they either ask that or, you know, the other gym, the way they, hold on, let me gather my thoughts. So, you know, they always asking for advice, but then there's those other guys, you know, the gym bros that are always asking, like, oh, what supplements are you taking, or, you know, this and that, how much you bench. Please don't fucking ask me that question no more, please. It's so fucking annoying. I honestly don't even, last time I maxed out on the bench, it was probably 3 years ago, maybe 4 years ago. I don't max out anymore. It's not necessary. I don't want to be a power lifter. That's why I'm not going to lift the most heavy shit I could find anywhere. I hate lifting heavy. It hurts. It's, you know, I've gotten hurt way too much from lifting heavy. So it's not even worth it. It's better to just, you know, lift the optimum amount of weight, the best way for you, that when you can control up and down. If you're jerking to lift the weight up, don't even do it. Just stop. If you need somebody to help you get it up, just stop. Just, you know, if you gotta be, you know, it's not about how much. It's not about the quantity of the reps, the quantity of the weight. It's about the quality of the reps. You know, you gotta concentrate on the rep, not how much you're lifting in that rep. But yeah, anyways, yeah, don't, you know, so, you know, I don't like it when, I'm so over that. I hate it when guys come up to me and ask me about this and that. If you, you know, if you want to know, if you ask me, if you were to ask me, oh, how can I make my legs bigger? Then I'd be a different story. And, you know, we could talk about that. But if you come at me and ask me, oh, how much you bench, bro? Oh, yeah, I already don't like you. So please don't ask me that question when you're at the gym or anyone. If you have an idea that I work out and then you want to come talk to me and approach me asking me how much I bench, don't do that. Just ask me something else. Are you dieting? What are you doing? You know, don't come with the how much you bench, bro, because I would automatically hate you for that. Let's see what else we got. Let's see on this. Yes. This is something I come across pretty often. You know, and so this. It's not only. It's most from what I've seen so far. It's mostly Instagram models, like female models. Well, you know, a lot of male too, but mostly female models. They're always posting the same picture of their ass and their titties. Don't get me wrong, they have nice bodies and all, but every fucking picture, you're trying to be inspirational and philosophical. Like, dude, stop. You're only showing your ass. You're not being spiritual right now. You're not saying anything important right now. And no one really cares either. They're just looking at your ass. And it's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. It just gets so fucking annoying that every single time you're posting a picture of your ass or your titties, there has to be some kind of quote on there. Just stop. Same thing with religious quotes. God damn. That shit is so fucking annoying too. Just, dude, talking, you know, don't try to be praising God when you're showing your ass and titties. I'm sure he didn't want you to be showing your ass and titties in the first place. You know? So, yeah, don't try to be all religious when, you know, and all you're doing is showing titties and ass. You know what I mean? You know, I actually respect a lot of girls that, even though they got nice titties and ass, they're not always showing it. I respect that a lot. I like that a lot. You know, but, you know, I do, I have unfollowed a lot of female fitness models because of that reason, because it's just so annoying. You know, I always, you know, and they want to call me out on my shit too. You know, they can call me out on my shit too. But, you know, honestly, I did it too. I used to do that too. I used to trying to put motivational quotes, you know, trying to be inspirational. But after a while, I was like, this is fucking bullshit. I'm not doing anything. All I'm doing is fucking show my biceps. There's some dumbass quote that has nothing to do with my biceps, you know? So, yeah, that's one thing that I find annoying. I'm pretty sure some other people do too, but eh. And yeah, you know, and it's hard to balance that out because most guys aren't honest. And of course, they're going to praise like, oh my God, you're so right. Ah, man, you go, girl. You know, they're always fucking praising them, blowing up their head because, you know, they want to fuck them. So they're going to say anything to make them, you know, to put them in that ring, even though they had no chance. Well, still, they still say it. They won't be honest. Like, dude, shut the fuck up. I just want to see your ass and your titties. That's it. I don't want to hear your fucking quotes. If I want to go fucking hear quotes, I'll go somewhere where there, it's not a fitness model. Probably is somebody that, you know, that does that for a living or whatever. Somebody else. I will go somewhere else and then looking for fitness models for inspirational quotes. You know, just be honest about it. Tell them, yes, I wanted you to look at my ass and my titties. That's why I'm posting this picture right now. No other reason. Just be more straightforward. It's fine. Trust me. People will like honesty. They want you to be honest. They want to hear. They want to see who you are. They don't want to see this fucking fake bullshit. I'm a fitness this, fitness that person. Oh, yeah. And it's even worse when the girls that... that just started barely working out or barely work out. And when they do work out, it's like a documentary. They just post picture after picture, posting their workouts. Like, dude, you've only been working out for like a week and you're already a fucking a fitness expert? Yeah, get the fuck out of here. Don't do that shit. You know, have at least a year of experience of working out, and then you could be telling other people to work out. You know, you could, if people ask you for a tip in here and there that works out for you, then you could tell them, but I wouldn't be putting out all these fucking videos. You know, you go on Instagram, change your name to Miss Williams Fitness, whatever, or Fit, or fucking whatever. You become a fitness model right away. After 2 weeks of working out, you're already a fucking fitness model. Oh, so fucking annoying, dude. Well, yeah, that's just a little small rant that I had to get out of my system. Yeah, thank you guys for listening. I will hopefully talk to you guys soon. But yeah, until then, have a good night. Peace out.